Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
So there's three forms of capital. There is there's financial capital, there's social capital, and there's intellectual capital. And the financial capital, that's really, everyone thinks about that. It's how things happen. You know, it's the money that we have. And we think about generosity often and limit it to just that area. The beauty about generosity is, honestly, how you spend your money is sometimes your last form of generosity. It's much easier to use your knowledge, your intellect, to share that with others. And one of the most valuable things is to share your network with somebody else. There's a guy who wrote a book called Love is the Killer App. And he talks about that in our era of internet, like, that one of the greatest forms of capital is to share your network with another person, because it can change that other person's life. We forget the access sometimes that we have for jobs, like helping someone find a job, or the simple things like finding a plumber. You know, sharing that social capital you have with a friend can be very valuable to their lives. And I will say this, the last thing I'll say related to all this is, it's this really simple principle that if you look at how you spend your money and how you spend your time, it'll tell everyone what you love. And if you're living a life that is about more and more for you, more and more stuff for you, more and more assets for your own life, then it shows the person that you love is you, you know? But if you start to evaluate how you're spending your time and your money, and you look towards how it's serving others and how it's celebrating the God that you say that you love, then there's an incredible countercultural aspect of how you're living that is going to challenge someone else's life. And I think that's a great way to live.
And this is something that, works really at any age, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the challenge of this of redetermining what is enough. It doesn't matter if you're 12 or my 5-year-old, what is enough toys, right? Or if you're 85, what is enough golf, right? You know, you can ask this question, what is enough, in every aspect of life. And the more that you ask it, the more challenging it becomes. And I think it's a really great thing to integrate into your community. Because when you ask that to each other, you challenge each other in deeper ways, and you'll gain better relationships and have the ability to give more.
Jeff, is there a website where we can find out, maybe as you've done some writing and thinking about More or Less?
Absolutely. If you go to moreorlessbook.com, you can see all about it. We have like 5 free videos on there that you can watch, and that will give you a connection to the book. And I'd highly recommend checking out the videos. They've been shared all over the internet. They're done really well.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.